These days, almost every disease has its awareness month, everything from glaucoma to diabetes to chronic fatigue syndrome. The impulse is understandable. Get publicity for your cause and raise money, which might eventually lead to a cure. These causes often have their own symbols to distinguish them from each other. The red ribbon for AIDS, for example, the pink ribbon for breast cancer. You can even buy bejeweled brooches and pink teddy bears. But is there something wrong with this picture? Writer Barbara Ehrenreich thinks so. Her article in this month's Harper's Magazine is called Welcome to Cancerland. Barbara Ehrenreich joins us from Charlottesville, Virginia. Thank you for joining us, Ms. Ehrenreich.
Oh, glad to be with you.
Let's just state at the outset, sort of in the interest of full disclosure, that you were diagnosed with breast cancer.
Yes, in November 2000. And in the course of just researching about the disease, I suddenly found myself much more fascinated by the kind of culture that's grown up around the disease. You know, there you can find so much now around breast cancer. There are books, some of which are, you know, more medical. Many of them are personal narratives, inspirational books. There are the websites. There are the personal stories posted everywhere. There are the products. You mentioned a few, teddy bears. There are the wind chimes. There are the checks you can buy. You can buy bank checks that say, you know, search for the cure or something. There, you could actually furnish your house in a breast cancer theme if you wanted to. There's so much stuff.
Well, in your article, you talk about how you started to be disturbed by what you call, and I'm quoting, a cult of pink kitsch. Now, that's a pretty strong moniker. What do you mean by that?
Okay, well, this is a very personal response. We have to start with that. You know, here's a crisis. You're diagnosed with a deadly disease, and then you find yourself drawn into this world, you know, characterized by all these products and things, as I've said, where the emotional tone is relentlessly cheerful and upbeat, that you are going to get through this. And of course, it's good to hear that, you know, that. But in fact, not only are you going to get through it, but you are going to come out better for having had the disease, that you are going to turn into a more superior kind of person that is a survivor. That's what it's called, in which case you will be, well, some of the claims are more spiritual, better able to smell the flowers, etc., and possibly prettier because your hair will come back after chemotherapy in a nicer way. Your skin will be smoother. I don't know. That's sort of the basic line that's grown up around breast cancer today.
But isn't that just people's way, patients' way, of trying to get through it and not being destroyed, not crumbling?
Yeah, I mean, I can see that side to it. Let's pump ourselves up full of optimism and good cheer and clutch our pink teddy bears and so on and get through this. But, you know, not everybody responds the same way, for one thing. I think in my case, I wanted the seriousness of this crisis in my life taken seriously. I wanted some kind of support around facing something this difficult. And I wanted an acknowledgement that you may not get through it. And I certainly did not like the tone that breast cancer is actually something that turns out to be a good thing that happened to you. It's not. There's nothing good about it, nothing redeeming about it that I can see at all.
But what is it about pink? What's going on?
Well, it has two aspects. One is it's very, very feminine. You know, that you want to look pretty, and that is understandable, right? Because you, after surgery and possibly losing your hair in chemotherapy, you don't feel too pretty. But the other part of it, which I just found creepy, is this infantilizing. Now that you're sick, you will want a teddy bear or one tote bag distributed by one of the breast cancer foundations to patients contains a lot of like cosmetics and jewelry, little cheap jewelry, but also contains a box of crayons. You know, I said, what's this for? And they said, well, in case you want to write down your thoughts. Well, I don't write in crayon, friends. You know, this is not treating us as grown-ups. I mean, men who are diagnosed with prostate cancer don't get matchbox cars to play with. Let's treat us with dignity, even when we're ill, or especially when we're ill.
When you would go on these message boards on the internet where people kind of gather together in an impromptu support group, did you respond to those optimistic messages and say, hey, it's not good and this is a disease? And if you did, what was the reaction?
Yeah, I did. I went on to the Komen Foundation message board, And
that's the Susan Komen Breast Cancer
yeah, which is
Foundation.
the biggest of the breast cancer foundations. And as a trial balloon, but everything I said in it was true, I posted a brief message saying, I'm angry. And I'm angry that I have this disease. I'm angry nobody knows what causes it so that we can't prevent it. I'm angry that the treatments are so devastating in and of themselves. I'm angry at my insurance company and so on like that. Briefly, I didn't sound crazy, I don't think, but I got a couple of supportive responses, but mostly I was just hit by the people saying, oh, you poor dear, I'm going to pray for you, or run, don't walk, to the nearest counselor, you need help. This sort of forced attitude of we're all just going to think this is a wonderful thing, and I don't think that's the attitude we want to have towards something as awful as cancer.
What's the attitude that you think people should have?
I think I'd like to focus on two things. One, why is this happening? I mean, the incidence of breast cancer has been rising steadily over the last decade or so. Why is it happening to such young women? Is there something environmental? If so, or lifestyle sort of thing? It's not been pinned down, but let's really try to focus on that. And the second thing I'd like more focus on is a real pressure on the medical profession to come up with approaches to treatment that are not as toxic and clumsy as chemotherapy, for example.
You know, this reminds me, though, I mean, not surprisingly, it'll probably remind a lot of listeners of the kind of agitation of groups who were asking, who were fighting for more funding for AIDS research in the early days. What do you think that says about the culture?
I mean, I guess, this is one way we have approached diseases, and I think it reflects the fact that we don't perhaps have a national health care system, that every disease group feels they have to, individually go out and make a fuss and try to raise money. I think it started with breast cancer in a way I could much more identify with women, demonstrating, for example, for more federal funding for breast cancer research. This went on in the late 80s, early 90s, complaining about and finally getting rid of really savage forms of surgery like the Halsted radical mastectomy. Really being active in their own healthcare. And then what we see, by the time I came along with my breast cancer diagnosis, is that kind of anger was gone. It's all one big marketplace. Buy your breast cancer products here. Tell your story. Wear your survivor T-shirt. And I think we need a little bit more, should I say, militancy?
Barbara Ehrenreich, her article in this month's Harper's Magazine is called Welcome to Cancerland. Thank you, Ms. Ehrenreich.
Oh, nice talking to you.